Do you like hosting a party? Do you like hosting a meeting? For a long time, I had been worried about being a host. Whenever it's my turn, I would hurry to the podium. Hi, everyone, welcome. Our meeting theme is to conquer your fears. Our meeting has three sections. One day, another person was the host. She walked to the front. Hi, everyone, welcome. I'm so happy to be your host. Our meeting has a great theme. Celebrate a new beginning. Our meeting has the following three sections. Sitting in the audience, I began to feel happy. Even that day was not going well for me. In the morning, I was stuck in traffic. At work, my manager told me the deadline of my project had been moved forward 1 month. And worst of all, in the hallway, I smiled at that charming coworker, but he didn't smile back. Now, with this host, I began to have a good mood. I began to enjoy the meeting. After the meeting, I wondered, how did she do such a good job making the audience feel happy? She didn't use advanced speaking techniques. She didn't fully use the stage. The entire time, she was standing at the same place. She didn't use humor. She didn't pronounce all the words perfectly, just like me. What did she have that I didn't? I thought about this for a while. Then I realized the only difference between her and me was that she smiled. Smile, and you're a good host. As a host, you'll perform three functions. If you smile, you'll perform each of the three functions well. First, provide orientation. What do you do at the beginning of a party? Tell your guests, where is the closet for hanging coats? Which table is for vegetarian food? Similarly, at the beginning of a meeting, tell the group, which is the theme? Which are the three sections of a meeting? And invite helpers such as a timer to introduce their jobs. Second, keep introducing and acknowledging people. As a host, you are introduced and acknowledge a lot of people. At a party, whenever a guest arrives, introduce her to the group. Before a guest leaves, thank her for attending the party. At a meeting, introduce a speaker before inviting him to the podium and shaking hands with him. After he finishes his talk, walk to the podium to shake hands with him and thank him with a sentence or two. You don't need to have rich vocabulary. You don't need to be humorous. If you acknowledge him with a smile, "Thank you, John," it's equally powerful. Third, manage time. Be brief yourself and prompt the group to stay within the time. For example, at a party you can say, "Now it's 9 p.m. Let's play one more round of game, then we'll end, so my neighbors can have a quiet night." At a meeting, you can say something like, "We are 10 minutes behind the schedule. Everyone, please be brief, and we'll end our meeting on time." Each of these three functions of a host is not harder to do. Provide orientation at the beginning, keep introducing and acknowledging people, and manage time. If you smile, you'll perform the functions excellently, influencing the audience to have a good time. Smile, and you're a good host.